This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. What a fascinating show we had on SiriusXM this morning. You can watch it. If you don't have SiriusXM, 125, 6 to 9 in the morning, you can watch the show, the second 2 hours of the show, on the First TV, firsttv.com. First TV, the First on TV on Twitter, Slater Radio. We retweet the live stream. It's on Roku and Pluto and everywhere you stream. So we talked about banning TikTok. There's a bill that they're going to vote on tomorrow in D.C. that would force the communists to sell TikTok to an American company. I don't know why they would. And if they don't, then it would be banned in America. And I wanted to talk about this the other day because I don't know if the congressmen who are proposing this are prepared for the wrath of 170 million addicts, particularly, I don't know, 100 million kids who are going to have their TikTok taken away from them. Like, absolute. You thought Black Lives Matter riots were bad? Wait till you get a bunch of 14-year-olds burning things down. So I want to talk to a congressman, and we did today, about that. But before that, we opened up the phones and I said, are you in favor of banning TikTok? And for 2 hours, every single phone call was against the ban. And I thought, the reason I thought to ask it is I thought people were going to say they were against it for First Amendment reasons. And I had my rebuttal all chambered to come back to that one. And that is that they're a communist country and they don't get our First Amendment privileges. But no one made that argument. It was very interesting. The arguments briefly were, this is a parent's responsibility, not the government. I don't need the government to help me parent, or to protect children. There's a great conservative community on TikTok. TikTok's where I learned to become a conservative, and don't take that away from me. It's unlike any other app. We get news in ways that no other app does, so don't take it away. What was another? China already has so much control over so much in America. Why focus on just this one? Which is such an interesting argument, because it should be, China has so much control over everything already. Let's get going. Like, let's start banning other things that China has as well. This too, let's start here. But it wasn't. It was, so let's just do nothing. I thought that was fascinating. So it was really something. We had 2 hours with no one who was for the ban until the very end, when a guy called in and said, whoa, I had no idea how addicted adults were. That's what he said. So I'm very excited for my day today, because I'm going to prepare some thoughts on this and do it on tomorrow's show. We got to talk about addiction and focus and what we set our minds to and garbage in, garbage out. And I need this reminder constantly.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. How about that? Above all else. Proverbs doesn't say one of the things that you should sometimes think. Above all else. What are you putting in your body? But what are you putting in your mind? The body's bad. Yesterday, this is interesting. I've been to, 10,000 pizza places in my life? How many pieces of pizza do you think you've had? Yesterday, we went to go pizza before soccer practice, and I didn't really feel like pizza. So for the very first time in my life, I ordered a calzone. And I'm mad at everyone. I'm mad at you. I'm mad at everyone I've ever met, because no one has ever told me to get a calzone. How have I gone my entire life without having one of these delicious treats? What is wrong with? So then I was like, well, maybe I was hungry and that's why this tastes so good. So I asked Johnny for a bite of his pizza, and the pizza was good. It's very good pizza, but nothing compared to the calzone. The calzone was way better. Pepperoni and onion was what I went with. We talked about on the radio today, and some people said you got to put ham in it. That's what the guy said, to the ham in the calzone. I don't know. I didn't think I'd want it at all, but it's the most delicious thing ever. Way better than pizza. I'm mad at everyone who's ever worked in a pizza place. When I order pizza, they're not like, you don't want a calzone. I'm very bothered by this, but the point is I ate the whole thing, and it was enormous, and it's just a hunk of cheese. It's a huge hunk of cheese and bread, and I feel like garbage today, obviously. Garbage in. Garbage out. It's actually the first sign that I'm getting old was eating. I used to eat a whole cheese pizza. Be fine. And like go for a run. Now I have like pretzels. And I'm like, oh. So that's maybe even more true for your soul and for your mind. Martin Luther King Jr., we shared this quote the other day on the radio that he gave this great sermon about. How we all understand the physical laws of the universe. All right, we understand gravity. You may not know the Newtonian formulas, but you understand gravity instinctually. But the moral laws of the universe are just as absolute. They're just as absolute as gravity, but we ignore them. And one of the moral laws of the universe is garbage in, garbage out, and the need to guard your heart and what you set your mind to, what you put your attention to. There are no social media apps that kids spend more than an hour on every day, except for TikTok, and it's almost 2 hours. Almost 2 hours a day on TikTok. And that's average. That means if a kid spends 10 minutes, another kid spends 4 hours. We need to guard our hearts, and we need to guard the hearts of our children. I'll just end with this because I happened to read this morning. This is in Luke. For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. What is the abundance of our heart? What are we feeding it? What are we feeding our heart and our soul? Show me your social media feed and I'll tell you. Charles Spurgeon said, and by the way, a quick aside, he said, it's not merely the wicked, the bearer of poison berries that will be cut down, but also the neutral. The man who bears no fruit of positive virtue must also be cast into the fire. That's something of note. But the abundance of our heart, what is the abundance of our heart today? And what can we change? What do we need to change in our life to make sure we're only putting goodness in? No more garbage in. Only good, only the good, the beautiful, and the true. Only God's word. Saturate ourselves. Saturate with God's word. We have to change our habits and not be addicted, certainly to Chinese propaganda, but not be addicted to anything that is not good. MikeSlater.locals.com. Transcript and commercial free. Often night before. The kids are off for spring break, so I haven't been doing it the night before. Usually it's the night before. But transcript and commercial free, mikeslater.locals.com.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.